From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. NASA Administrator Michael Griffin told lawmakers today that the space shuttle is on schedule for a launch 2 weeks from tomorrow. It would be the first launch since the Columbia shuttle accident in 2003. The space agency has not made all the safety improvements it had hoped to, but Griffin says the risks of flight are now at what he calls an acceptable level. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
After the loss of the Columbia space shuttle, an independent board investigated the accident. It concluded that a piece of insulating foam broke off during Columbia's launch and punched a hole in the shuttle's wing. The shuttle burned up as it re-entered the atmosphere. That investigation board recommended 15 safety improvements. Yesterday, an independent panel reported that 12 of the 15 had been met, but that left 3 unfinished. Griffin spoke to the House Science Committee today.
Those 3 recommendations were, of course, well-intended and serve as admirable goals. The ideal state would be to have no debris coming from the tank. We have not been able to achieve that. The ideal state would be to have repair tools and repair techniques which could deal with a flaw in the tile, the shuttle's entry heat system, heat protection system, once we're on orbit. We don't know how to do that. We have spent quite a lot of money on it. Some have estimated hundreds of millions of dollars trying to comply with that recommendation. We don't know how to do it.
Griffin said he believed the falling foam problem had been fixed, but recently engineers have been worrying about ice breaking off from the fuel tank. In May, they took the shuttle off the launch pad and installed heaters. Griffin said he believes the risk of ice problems is now less than 1%, but not 0.
These next 2 flights are test flights. It needs to be fully understood that they carry the risk of test flights because we cannot assess the efficacy of our improvement without returning to flight. But we believe it is much improved.
Tomorrow, NASA will begin its flight readiness review. That's a thorough evaluation of whether to go ahead with the launch. John Logsdon was one of the investigators who made the 15 safety recommendations. He says he believes NASA has satisfied the overall intent of the investigating board's report. And he says the improvements that have been made should go a long way toward preventing a repeat of the Columbia accident.
The shuttle is going to be closely monitored on launch. NASA's done all sorts of things to minimize the debris shedding, even if not totally eliminate it. And in the ultimate situation where the shuttle might not be able to come back, you've got safe haven aboard the station for the crew.
Logsdon says he can't say whether the shuttle is safe enough to launch, and he's glad he doesn't have to make the decision.
It's never going to be risk-free. It's really a matter of judgment that it is safe enough and that it's time to fly.
Would you fly on it?
Well, I wouldn't fly on it before, so ambition to fly in space has never been very high on my priority list.
Logsdon directs the Space Policy Institute at George Washington University. Even if this launch is successful, NASA may still have a hard time keeping projects going at the International Space Station. The space agency will need backup rescue capabilities from Russian Soyuz craft, but the U.S. can't pay Russia because of a law aimed at discouraging Russia from selling arms to Iran. Michael Griffin told the Science Committee today that he had just signed a letter with Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice asking that that law be amended so that work on the International Space Station could continue. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.